Blog Talk Radio.
You know, that's just not going to work. GLaDOS, actually, let me talk to Chrome. Okay, look. Chrome, we are just now dating. And when I look into my processes and I see 50 million instances of Chrome running, I am not a happy girl. You've already seen what I do to Firefox. We broke up. It's over. Now, if you want your stuff in the box next to the door, keep it up. Good morning, peoples. Hey, Ginger. Ginger, you're muted, Ginger.
All right, yeah, you can't hear me. I'm all to the left, to the left.
Yes. I mean, I got like 25 instances of Chrome running. It is ridiculous. Why, Chrome, why would you do this to me after we just started dating? This is not what you do to the new girlfriend.
No. This is not how you treat the new girlfriend at all. This is how the new girlfriend breaks up with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you better get your stuff in order. Or, you're going to be out the door, baby. Out the door.
I'd be not a happy camper.
All right, you went back to Firefox.
I can't go back to Firefox. It's doing the same thing. And look, I open it up and it does the same thing again. Can anybody out there actually hear us? Are we sounding GLaDOS-ish?
I'm going to check that out right now. So, Blog Talk Radio.
Because that's just ridiculous. All that GLaDOS. Let me check. That's better. Dancing on the desk. Oh, wait, that's Jay. Take the wig off.
Jay would be so hot in a wig. How you doing, Jay? How you doing? Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody out there in the Twitterverse, the Facebookverse, the Google Plusverse. And if you're even better, cooler, if you're even more cool, you're over on GameAndMatrix.com. We do have a little social site. I think it's still set up. I could be wrong. Don't quote me.
You know, I give up. GLaDOS wants to have us.
GLaDOS, you had better let go.
She's like, mine, 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 mine.
Mine, 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 mine. That's always fun. So how are you today, Miss Corey?
I'm tired.
Are you tired? Why are you tired?
I was giving Game and Angie a little bit too much love last night. Oh, whew. Pippin ain't easy. Okay, so we have a good show for you tonight. I think these bunch want to drink while they do the show, which is
yes, I'm going to be left.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm. Mm-hmm.
But you see the state of mind I'm in? Definitely not a good idea for me to drink during the show.
No. It might be funny for a little bit, but no.
There will be nothing funny about this because I will be all kinds of off the rails in a bad way.
But you love me.
I love all of you, but when the alcohol, when the poison is in the blood, there is no love for anybody.
Aww.
It's best that I don't drink. We'll see if my mood improves throughout the day.
Y'all hear this? She has no love for me.
I got mad love for you, but just not. It's going to be a very interesting E3 show tonight. There's a whole lot of dissension amongst the community about E3 this year. Some people are saying it's extra good, and some people are saying it's extra bad. And then the people that are saying it's extra good is saying it's something wrong with the people that are saying it's bad. So you know.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? Oh, there are riots going on.
Is it about E3?
No. Foxconn. Do you remember Foxconn? Foxconn plants? China. Man, what are you doing in China? Seriously.
Dude, I don't know what's going on.
This is not
going
to be good for Apple. Not going to be good for Apple.
Do share.
Mel employees go on a rampage at Foxconn plant. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. According to Want China Times, a riot occurred at Foxconn's Chengdu plant in Sichuan on Monday night. According to the report, the riot was caused by male employees at the plant who were upset at the way security guards at the plant apprehended a thief.
Ooh.
While detail, yeah. All details on the security or why the security guards apprehended the man were not clear. The situation soon went out of control, and over 1,000 male workers went ballistic, throwing bins, bottles, and fireworks from the upper floors of the building. Better than throwing people, I guess. This particular Foxconn plant produces products from Apple like iPhone and iPads, and produces products from Microsoft related to the Xbox 360, among an assortment of other products. Hundreds of local police officers were called in to deal with the chaos, with dozens of workers being arrested, according to the report. The riot lasted about 2 hours.
Oh, I bet a whole lot of iPads were stolen.
I know, right? Oh,
I know,
man.
That's what I'd be doing. I'm sorry. I'm being an honest human being. If there was a riot going on, I'm not fighting. I'm going to be shoving iPads into my purse.
That's exactly what the fireworks are about. Ooh, look at the big explosion. Nobody look over here, you know, the other direction where I'm stuffing things in my purse.
It's like I'm just trying to protect the iPads.
My cousin wants one of these.
No, you have to say, I'm just trying to protect the you know, the product. I don't want them to get broken.
Yes, that's what it is.
When they see you later.
I'm moving to a secure location.
That's when they see you later. Where's those iPads you picked up? Me? Pick up? Oh, you have me mistaken for someone else. I don't have any iPads. I would never take any company products off the property. I'd never do that. Why would you think that?
Not me at all. Don't know what you're talking about.
Like, why would you think that? All right. So there's some interesting nose thumbing going on between Origin and Steam.
Nose thumbing?
Yeah, that's the Italian. It used to be back in the day. If you watch old movies, the Italian sign for I'm about to kick your beep. It's daytime. We're work safe. One Mr. David DeMartini, who's the head of EA's Origin, is talking about Origin's first year and how it compares to Steam. I'm not going to go completely into this because we can't really say what we want to say because, you know, we have to have Blaster in on this one. I just want to mention it so you guys make sure you listen tonight because you know he is such a Steam fanboy. And this whole argument is going to be so interesting later. But they are saying some things. I will leave you with this quote that EA is saying that Steam's sales cheapen intellectual property.
Really?
This is argument.
Fight.
Yeah, we've had this discussion on the Thursday night shows often that the fact that Steam sometimes sells games for $2 and $3 does cheapen it a little bit. The fact that you can't trade them, you can't sell them. This other argument we've had with Blaster off air is that he kept saying, I have, you know, what did he say? I have $2,000 worth of Steam games. I said, you have $2,000 worth of nothing because hard times fall upon you. You can't sell those. Whereas a box copy, I can walk out and say, okay, I need some food. Please buy this game for me so I can eat or put gas in my car. So if you bought it from Steam, and this is not a dig at Steam at all. I'm saying if you can make your money, make it. But you don't, there's nothing to benefit the gamer themselves from getting a game from Steam other than just fun. So anyway, we'll continue in that a little bit later. Thought I'd throw that in there. You know what? Something's wrong with you people on Twitter. I mean, just wrong. You hear me, Ginger? Just wrong. You mainly wrong. And yes, you're muted. I don't know who you're talking to. Nobody can hear you but you.
Oh, my God. I'm over here laughing. Me? I don't know what you're talking about. What would I have done that was in any form, shape, or fashion wrong?
Okay.
How are you doing, Jake?
But let me throw another little quick one in there because that was kind of short. That was a teaser. Nintendo, while they're out at E3, they're also throwing out some highlights to their new digital content for Nintendo systems. Now, you know, basically when we get a hold of the Wii U this year, these are probably going to be upgraded. They're probably not going to work well now. I'm going to tell you now, they're not because they're already probably being ported to work with the Wii U. And from what we've seen this week, all kinds of cool things and things you know they haven't shown us. But it's going to be one called the Art of Balance Touch. So you can grab your stylus and build a balance stack in this physics-based puzzler. You can enjoy 200 levels that not only challenge your skills, but spark your imagination. Art of Balance Touch is easy to pick up, but hard to put away. And that's for the Nintendo 3DS. Now, when we have the Wii U tablet, I'm willing to bet it'll make its way onto the Wii U tablet, and it'll probably add a little bit. And actually, Nintendo was the first to do this. If you tip the console, although Apple seems to think they invented it, if you move or tip the console, it actually can feel all that movement. Nintendo was actually the first people to do that with a handheld. So
Really?
They also had a game I remember that also worked to solar There was a vampire game. Anybody out there remember this game? I never got to play it, but I kept seeing ads for it. If you wanted to play the game, you actually had to be outside in the sunlight. To keep yourself from being bitten by the vampire, you kind of had to try to hold the console somewhere in the light. Really interesting stuff Nintendo does. Anyway, this one will make Ginger all excited. Lego Batman!
Lego Batman! No, I don't really remember this one.
No, this is new. It hasn't come out yet. Lego Batman 2, DC Superheroes. You're supposed to face off against a Joker and his fellow villains as you explore the game's opening level. You're supposed to be able to test new gadgets and hear Lego minifigurines talk for the first time ever, Ginger.
But now they need to redo it for Star Wars.
We hope. Well, this is Nintendo, so who knows what they're going to do. You also got Prince of Persia coming to 3DS. You've got, if you have access to the downloadable store today, you can watch their game trailers and play some demos on the eShop from E3. Did I say that? You can also download trailers for the new Super Mario Bros. 2, Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, and Paper Mario Sticker Star. You can check out their full summer lineup for downloadable game demos, including a just-released demo that we just told Ginger about, the Lego Batman 2 DC Superheroes, but for the 3DS, Ginger, sorry. They also have a new video up they're calling Dinosaur Office Bring Your Child to Work Day. We know Ginger is not going to play that. Dinosaur Offspring Take Over the Workplace in this week's episode of Dinosaur Office, the new show that you can only get on the Nintendo 3DS. The newest episode is going to be available at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, so I think it's probably up now if you like that show. Also new this week, they're adding Cat Frenzy for you Nintendo DSi people, Curling Super Championship, and The Last Blade for the Wii. Wait a minute, how did I miss out on this one? I think
no idea.
It's got Blade in the title. How did I miss this? Oh, it's cut, people. Oh, I'm so on this later. Y'all don't talk to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I know a friend of mine, you were talking about dinosaurs. Anyways, we had some sort of little dinosaur show here in town the other day where they had, like, the robotic dinosaurs. You could go touch them and play with them and all that fun stuff. I was like, no. No, no. But the kids want you to come. I don't care. bring them by here afterwards. I'll have ice cream ready. It'll be all right.
You're not right.
Not doing it. No.
Not right.
I know. I totally am not right, but that's just fine. I don't like dinosaurs.
I don't like dinosaurs. Okay.
Mm-mm. All right. So what have we got? This came out yesterday, and I meant to read it, and then I got distracted by stories of zombies, which I think I have another one of those. I'm going to have to find it.
Mm-hmm. Zombie Watch. We're on Zombie Watch here.
Yes, we are on Zombie Watch. Gekai Inc.'s deal with Machinima. Cloud gaming service Gekai has announced a deal with Machinima to bring its popular entertainment content to Gekai's open platform for integration across all Gekai-powered devices. Machinima claims an audience of 168 million gamers who viewed more than 1.61 billion videos in the month of April, according to Gekai. Earlier this week, the company announced a deal with Samsung, with Samsung, to bring its cloud-based gaming services to the company's smart TV line of high-definition, internet-ready televisions. Who is this talking? Robert Stevenson, EVP at Gekai, says, We are greatly expanding the value of what Gekai offers gamers and our platform partners by collaborating with Machinima to provide award-winning video content and dramatically enriches the end-user experience. Machinima has quickly grown into the world's most popular video entertainment network for gamers by creating exceptional programming, which can be integrated seamlessly using the Gekai Cloud service. Sanjay Sharma, EVP Strategy and Business Development at Machinima says, our content keeps fans highly engaged and active with their favorite games and has increasingly expanded to original series. Gekai's open cloud platform and ever-growing list of impressive platform partners will allow us to increase our brand's reach across multiple platforms. Personally, I love me some Machinima, so I think this is awesome.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah,
you kind of ended abruptly there. I wasn't sure if you were done.
Oh, my bad. Didn't
you? All right. Those of you who were listening yesterday heard us tell you that LinkedIn had a leak yesterday. And now I bet you're sitting there wondering, was mine one of the passwords that was hacked? Well, continue to worry because LinkedIn is being very closed-mouthed. of course, hopefully yesterday
now
you
think... Now you're closed-mouthed.
Yeah. Wow, my thoughts just flew out of my mouth. I saw them fly away from me. LinkedIn, of course, is not telling anyone whether their passwords were the ones at risk. The site's news feature, LinkedIn Today, has a story, almost certainly as a result of the automated trending new algorithm, about their own results being hacked. But the site itself has no warnings or means of checking, which is a little disappointing, according to our friends over at VentureBeat, not only because LinkedIn could be doing more to help out its users, all of us out there, but also because many users use the same password on multiple sites. It's stupid. It's wrong. It's insecure. You shouldn't do it. Yes, all of us do it. Now, VentureBeat has up a way for you to check to see if your password was hacked. We're going to tell you what that link is. It is lastpass.com, LASTPASS.com/LinkedIn. And you can go over there and enter your password, and it will tell you whether or not your password is now out in the wild. Now, the question, of course, you may be asking is, should I be given LastPass my password? Well, the company that owns LastPass says only the hash of your password will be sent to LastPass.com servers, not your actual password. This hash will not be stored or logged at all. Please view the source page if you are technically inclined. LastPass, of course, is an established company that has a generally good reputation and has been reviewed by CNET, which we all know CNET has a questionable reputation. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. One of the caveats is because the search will look through all the passwords in the file. If you have a very common word or password, it will come up as compromised. This does not mean your account is compromised necessarily. It means your password is too common and should be changed. Ultimately, of course, you should all be smarter about using your passwords. You can use a tool like LastPass or I think it's 1Password to make sure you have complex and unique passwords for every single service that you use. Another thing I had someone share with me the other day that at first I was like, I'm not going to do that, but it is actually a good idea. I do it anyway, but this would be so much more organized. The Hallmark store has a book called My Digital Album, and in that album has spaces to put passwords for your everything, your home network, your passwords online, everything. Now, you may say, that's not safe, but generally hackers are not going to break into your house to steal the book.
Exactly.
So you do that, and I believe she said one of them comes with a lock, like a diary. So you lock it up, and you put it somewhere. Put the key on your key ring.
Now, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so I love this idea. I'm picking one up because I keep mine anyway in a place. I'm not going to tell everybody where. They're a place that nobody would ever think to look, and they pass by it all the time. But it's, you know, mine are written out and stuck somewhere. Anyway, so I think this is a good idea.
Really?
And those of you who are new to our show and not super geeky, you're kind of just putting your toe in the water, do not save your passwords on your computer.
No, don't do that. And
in a text file is not smart.
No. No, 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 no. Do not save your pornographic pictures on your computer either.
No, not ones of you. Put it that way. If you're midget porn, hey, who cares if they see it?
Yeah, you go right on ahead. But no, if it's of you, no, it should be in a removable hard drive. And that removable hard drive should be, like, locked up in a fireproof box. Yes, one that is nailed to the floor. All right, so what have we got?
What did you have, Ginger?
I've got
does it require a vaccination?
Ooh, hey!
I was talking about zombies.
Oh, okay. Oh, darn. I was going to find that. I'll find that one next. Jumping Electron brings electronic age adrenaline to the Android. Yay, more Android games.
Droid.
FinMouse mobile software development unveiled today the official launch date of their first arcade game for Android. Jumping Electron will be launched on Google Play Store on Wednesday, June 13th, so next week, and will be free to download. Jumping Electron is an arcade game for Android and soon iOS with a classic platformer look and feel and a gameplay fueled with vintage adrenaline. With 40 levels and 2 chapters initially, Jumping Electron is a journey back to early electronic ages. Transformers, diodes, lamps, and radiators become obstacles on a highway inside a radio and a jukebox. The highway will continue with 2 more chapters inside a TV and a phone switchboard. Tilt and touchscreen tap functionality stand for an easy gameplay. Guide the jumping electron on the highway, avoid crashing with obstacles, tunnels, and gaps, reach the finish line, and power up the electronics. All right, so if you want to see this, it's up on GameAndMatrix.com this morning. It even has a video, so go check it out.
Yay!
Yay!
Now, you remember this next game because we had so much trouble saying it. There was just the first time. Maestia, and I still may be saying it wrong. Can you guys over there give us a jingle? Let us know if we're saying that right. Gravity Interactive is the publisher of the exciting massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Maestia has announced today the official start of the closed beta testing for Maestia Rise of Keladus. It's going to start on Thursday, June 14th. Players can get their first taste of Maestia. You know what? I'm going to need y'all to change the name. Maestia on the new official teaser.
Yes, so you need to change it for us.
That's right. The new official teaser website at playmaestia.com. And you can register to be one of the lucky few who will get to play on June 14th. We'll have a link for that up to you shortly. Maestia Rise of Keladus is a fully fleshed-out fantasy. Really? That is free to download and play. Following a captivating storyline and launch headed into the first eternal struggle for power and righteousness, join fellow players and parties to challenge instance dungeons or band together in guilds for small and large-scale faction battles. That word would not come out right. Adventure in an ever-growing world filled with quest crafting and advanced mercenary systems and more. This is where we're very excited to let players begin exploring the fantastical world of Maestia, which contains a rich lore not found in most MMORPGs. That's from Mr. Jay Choi, who's the Chief Operating Officer at Gravity Interactive. He says, whether you want to quest, craft, challenge each other, or band together in parties to conquer the greatest challenges, will face, now is the time to prepare. You can, of course, celebrate the kickoff of beta testing period over at facebook.com/playmaestia, and you'll have a chance to see exclusive screenshots, art, and participate in contests. Simply liking the page will give you a chance to win one of 5 iPod shuffles each week, with more opportunities to win entries from now through the end of the closed beta. For those of you who have participated in the first 3 contests, there will be a special grand prize giveaway. Prizes will be announced via Facebook as the final drawing grows near. Players are encouraged to check the page frequently for their chance to jump in. Enjoy. I'm going to have to go and see if I really want to be playing this. The name is putting me off. And we have told you people before, we are tired of the orcs and the trolls. Can we get something new?
Yeah. Oh, holy crap. All right, there's all
zombies?
Kinds of... No, unfortunately, this one is not about zombies. Do you remember Anders Breivik, the right-wing extremist who confessed to killing 77 people during a murder spree in Norway?
Vaguely.
Yeah, he went on the island. No, prosecutors are trying to blame gangs.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Killer played World of Warcraft 7 hours per day.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd like to break it to you. There are people out there who are perfectly normal-ish, who play much more than that, and they're not out killing people.
And they sleep less and everything. They actually have an excuse to have a psychotic break. Mm.
Exactly. Breivik 33, already known to have a long history with the online role-playing game, was particularly absorbed by it between November 2010 and February 2011. When he played for an average of 6 hours and 50 minutes per day, according to prosecutors. Like, say, Corey and I, we play games much more than that.
Amen.
We're not killing people. The new evidence in Breivik's ongoing trial was presented in an Oslo court on Wednesday. When asked about his interest in the game by a prosecutor, Breivik angrily dismissed the idea that playing World of Warcraft had any connection to his attacks. It's not relevant to this case whatsoever, he said, getting so upset that he threatened to turn off his microphone.
Really?
He had previously stated that he played World of Warcraft, as well as another first-person shooter game called Modern Warfare. Why can't I talk? Modern Warfare for hours daily.
That would be because he has got issues, and that's how you say it, issues. What is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, they're trying to link his gaming addiction to his violent
tendency,
horrendous and horrible nightmare that he... Yeah, that he brought on these other people. And I feel sorry for them. My heart goes out to these families who lost their loved ones. But it's not because of the games he played. It's because this guy is sick. He has a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Or many mental illnesses. There's something severely wrong with this guy. And it's just not right.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with games.
Zombies.
Well, this one's not zombies. eHarmony password stolen by LinkedIn hackers.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you have an account over there you don't want people to know about,
Well, they, it's eHarmony's not a bad site, but you, yeah, you don't want your password shared. You don't want to.
Depends on how you're using it. Some of you use eHarmony for things that you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Same hackers responsible for the theft of over 6.4 million LinkedIn passwords also acquired passwords from the popular dating site eHarmony. After investigating reports of compromised passwords, we have found that a small fraction of our user base has been affected, says eHarmony's Becky Soroka. According to Los Angeles Times, 1.5 million passwords were stolen. Yeah, that sounds like a small fraction. That's significantly less than the 6.4 million LinkedIn passwords, but still a considerable amount of eHarmony's 20 million users. Oh, all right. So, yeah, if you have a eHarmony account that you did not want your significant other to know about, is more of what I was saying, because some of you are gay.
Yeah.
You may want to cover your hide.
Ginger is trying to help you.
You don't deserve help, but I'm going to help you anyway. So, if you have one you didn't want people to know about, you may want to go change your password.
All right. Well, while Ginger hunts for zombies because she is making us wait and we are not happy, there's a lot of little dissension about the Wii U. I'm seeing some of the product shots, and I got to say, it's very pretty. It's sexy. It's the black one. Have you seen the black one, Ginger?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, it's so shiny. I could see my reflection in it. And the little light that turned on is all blue. It's got little buttons. I wonder what they do. Okay, anyway. Analysts are saying Wii U not having that killer instinct. They sent out statements reacting to what they saw of the Wii U at E3, and most were very concerned about the software shown, or lack thereof, according to GameIndustry.biz. Even those who were somewhat impressed by Nintendo's new home console still have questions and concerns about the device. Stern Agi analyst Arvind Bhatia and Brett Strauser both were hoping that there would be more information about the Wii U's launch date and price and a true killer app to push users to upgrade. None of that happened, they said. Wii U, which investors were hoping would help to revive the weak trends, has had a mediocre showing at the show this year. While the Wii U's user interface with the tablet controller is interesting, we didn't see many games taking advantage of the controller. Most of the third-party publishers we spoke to seemed to be lukewarm about the Wii U console and didn't seem to be developing games for it aggressively, said Nintendo has always had the ability to surprise everyone. I say that all the time, too. Webbush Securities' Michael Pachter was disappointed that Nintendo was no more specific about the Wii U's release than holiday 2012, noted that details like the technical specs were still a mystery, and that the widespread third-party support Wii U appears to be lacking so far. He also noted that while the company confirmed that Wii U would support two separate gamepads, remember it said it wouldn't before. They've already changed since the last time we did this. They said pricing may make owning two gamepads an expensive luxury, and the focus will be on the single gamepad experience for the time being. Overall, they're saying they're disappointed with the Nintendo presentation, as many key questions about the Wii U remained unanswered. A year after the console's official introduction and less than 7 months before its scheduled release, he added, we would have liked additional information on Wii U's technical specs, release dates, and pricing. Also, it remains unclear at this point whether Nintendo will have the third-party support it needs for Wii U to appeal to a wider audience of gamers. Colin Sebastian was more upbeat in his assessment, though he still wanted more. Said Nintendo hopes to build off of the success of the Wii with a more engaging experience using the GamePad tablet, as well as in-game social networking, Miiverse, and broad entertainment options. He says, in our view, the platform is a clear improvement over the Wii, but questions remain in terms of launch details, the depth of online services, and third-party game pipeline. It also appears that Nintendo is targeting its traditional fan base as well as younger audiences, although we see an opportunity to attract core gamers growing impatient for the launches of the next generation Xbox and PlayStation. Key Wii U launch titles include first-party games, of course, Super Mario Brothers and Pimpkin, as well as third-party titles Batman from Warner, Assassin's Creed from Ubisoft, and a Wii U exclusive called Zombie U from Ubisoft. Ooh, zombie. However, nobody's seen this killer app that's supposed to... I said app. Did you hear me go all Wisconsin just then? For the core audience. I don't know why people do this every time Nintendo goes to E3. When they brought the Wii in the first place, the first year, all they brought was the box, the white little box that we all have. That's all they brought. Ginger, you're muted. They brought their white box and they let us see nothing, and then they wait until they're about to put it out because they don't like sharing the spotlight. You all should know that. Wii U is very much like a woman coming, a fashionista showing up at the party late or coming to a black tie affair with a red dress because they want all eyes on them. Why go to E3 and try to give you all the goods when I can have all the time to myself? Nobody else is coming out with a console this year. Nobody's doing anything this year other than putting out more games. So when they do this, you're going to be looking at them regardless, and they want to make sure then we're going to tell you all the things that this can do, and you're going to want it. For one, there's no other console. For two, hopefully, I'm not saying it will be, hopefully it'll be some awesome things they have in the works. Because even last year they were saying you can only use the one tablet. We're now up to two.
Yes, yes.
And if the price point stays the same as what they originally announced, which was around $350, I don't think the second tablet is going to be considered too expensive. What's the most that they can cost? If it costs in the hundreds, I'm sure people are going to be like, hell no, that's the cost of another console. But if it's around 60, 50, 60 bucks, people are going to buy it. It's still less than the cost of owning the original PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
PlayStation 3, let me be correct before somebody tweets me.
Yeah. All right, anyways, that was kind of a... Sort of. This does tie into the zombie story.
We're on a zombie watch, Ginger. You have to help.
I'm trying. Police are saying this is not zombies. Not zombies. It's a drug, mind-altering drug called Cloud9. You heard us talk last week about the snarling homeless man threatened to eat... Oh, no! Oh, this is a different one. All right. So, Miami police, this is in Florida, people. Seriously, zombie zone. That's like... Not good. Miami police have warned of a potent new mind-altering drug called Cloud9 after a snarling homeless man threatened to eat two officers a week after a grizzly face gnawing attack. This is not the same homeless guy.
Oh.
Totally different one.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. The ecstasy-like drug is part of a new line of over-the-counter bath salts implicated in an attack last week in which a growling naked man chewed off most of a homeless man's face before being shot dead by police. The police department is now warning officers to be extremely cautious around disorderly homeless men and telling the public to call police immediately if they see anyone showing signs of being on the new drugs. Yeah, if you see anyone being a zombie, call the police.
Like, that's going to help. They're the first ones to die, yeah. The police.
In the latest incident, police took Brandon DeLeon into custody after he entered a restaurant shouting obscenities and initially resisted arrest. On the way to the station, he slammed his head against the plexiglass barrier in the patrol car, shouting to the officers, "I'm going to eat you." Yeah, later the 21-year-old growled and grunted like an animal and tried to bite an officer's hand.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh, prompting them to fit him with a bite mask and leg restraints.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of not cool.
That's kind of zombie-ish.
Zombie-ish. These people are... craving humans once they take this drug, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Of course, the guy who was shot dead last week, his girlfriend says there's no way that this was anything like her boyfriend. No resemblance whatsoever.
Oh, no. The fact that he eats people isn't no resemblance.
Yeah. She said it either had to be he was tricked into taking these drugs, or the only other explanation was supernatural, that someone put a voodoo curse on him.
A voodoo curse.
Yeah. She's from Haiti.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I follow. That still doesn't make your boyfriend
zombies.
Not a zombie. Yeah.
Seriously, people are telling you, I'm going to eat you. That's zombies. Friends. I'm not.
Ginger, don't trivialize this. Just report this news, girl. It's dangerous.
Sorry. I had to do it.
We don't want the people when they see the first zombie going, "Om nom nom nom," instead of running. Run, people.
Yes. Do not taunt the zombies. They are very strong. I was looking for a news report. I'm trying to find it. I've heard about it. I'm looking for it, so it may just be rumor, about another guy up north was taking these drugs. Somebody told me about it. I don't remember who. Anyways, he was hit by a car, and he got back up after being hit, jumped on top of the car, started pounding on the car, punching the car, punched through the glass, punched four people inside the car, killed them.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking for this. I mean, so seriously, superhuman strength, want to eat bodies. Zombies!
I'm trying not to laugh. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's scary. It's zombies.
See, people, that's why we told you the gamers would inherit the earth, because we're ready. We're ready.
True story.
I just got some more gas this morning.
Drooling, shambling, anything that looks even slightly out of... Mm-mm.
You heard what I said? I got to me some new gas this morning for my third gas can. I'm ready.
Unite, shotgun blast to the head, baby.
I don't have a shotgun. I got all me my chips here in the office. I'm ready. Bring it to zombies.
Seriously. I mean, it's not just... It had it been just one person who'd done it.
Jay says, even with the threat, I probably would have shot him. You never know these days. See, shoot first and ask questions later.
No kidding. You're in a state with stand your ground. Shoot!
This was when you were supposed to shoot. Okay. Well, somebody is coming out or has come out with a new game. Play First. Remember those people?
Yeah.
Well, and we adore Play First. We have missed you all so much. They were so supportive of us in our early days. Again, if you don't know who Play First is, they're the people who made Dino Dash. Well, they are launching a new game for iOS today called Mall Stars. You can create a mall that attracts celebrity shoppers. The better you design your mall, the more these high-profile customers will spend. According to VentureBeat, the game reflects the new mobile-focused strategy at Play First. Very smart of you all. One of the oldest casual game publishers that recently pulled out of Facebook to put most of its efforts into the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. And I'm telling you, when you left Facebook, it was a sad day. We were crying. Oh, man, I can't play Dino Dash on Facebook anymore. Just getting into it.
I've never played, thankfully. Otherwise, I would be very upset about this.
Dude, yeah, that's an addiction right there. Time management.
Hearing you talk about it, I would have been lost.
Lost to the masses. Of course, I still have a copy on my computer right now. The title is a strategy game that tries to immerse the player in the joy of building stores in a mall. The game includes the new Star Request framework and an intelligent recommendation engine that delivers a custom experience to players based on how much they progress they make in the game. Come on.
You can do it.
It's coming out. The new layer adds more strategy and makes it more fun, said Marco Zamorowicz, who's the chief executive of San Francisco, California-based Play First. He says, our vision is to focus on high-quality content and game experiences. Since we focus on nothing but iOS games, the strategy has worked. After laying off staff last year, the company has now been profitable since January. In the last 4 months, Play First doubled its monthly active users on iOS, and it now has 10 apps out. A year ago, 95% of the company's games were paid apps. Now they're all free-to-play with virtual good upgrades. The company has 40 employees compared to the 60 a year ago. Play First strategy is to exploit its existing game franchise, such as Dino Dash.
Exploit?
Yeah. Dino Dash, Hotel Dash, Cooking Dash, and Wedding Dash. I do love me some Wedding Dash. The Dash family of games has been downloaded more than 600 million times. These games appealed mostly to us women, of course, and girls ages 8 to 45. At the same time, Play First is creating new original experiences that can keep fans coming back to the company's slate of iOS games. Demirowicz said the goal is to launch a new title every 2 months. On iOS, it said they're the top 15, and we make money. It says on Facebook, I don't think you can be ranked that high and still make money. It's much more concentrated. In other words, the business is dominated by Zynga. Sometime this year, Play First will expand to Android games. Thank you. In Mall Stars, players customize their shopping centers to cater to celebrity VIP customers or stars. Each star has her own favorite products and attractions. Players will fill stores with must-have products to get stars into Michael Jackson-like spending frenzies. Mall Stars launches with 10 faux celebrities, including Kathy Kachian. Like, you don't know who that's supposed to be. if you don't, Kim Kardashian. Come on, people.
Mm-hmm.
So I love them. Also, my tag phrase where I say I'm going to cut you actually came from Play First.
Interesting. See, I learn something new every day.
I told you that story. That was when we were supposed to, I'll make it quick because, you know, we're doing the news. That was the first year we went to E3, and I was supposed to meet with the PR person from Play First, and she never showed, and Blaster and I were waiting for her, and someone else showed up from Play First. We went to interview him, and we were asking what happened to the, I forget her name, and I wouldn't say it on the air anyway, but he said that she had gotten out of her car. And someone tried to take her cell phone by trying to cut it away from her ear. So they ended up cutting her ear. And, of course, you know, me being the paranoid that I am, when I got back to the girls at PMS, because we were sharing a room, Microsoft so lovely paid for the room, I told the girls the story and tried to summarize it. I said, the moral of the story is don't get cut. And that's... And from then on, it just became a catchphrase. We were all yelling it all weekend. Don't get cut. Or I'm going to cut you. Yeah, so that's where it came from. It was born many years ago. I have to get out of it. That's why I need to get out of it. It's so old hat. So
yes,
I'm trying to migrate over to light surface abrasion.
Light surface. I love it. I love you, Corey. All right. So GameStop is saying, yeah, not true, all these rumors. Next-gen consoles will allow used games. They say despite all the talk about a next-generation console future where consumers are not allowed to play their used games by evil platform holders like Microsoft and Sony, retailer GameStop says that such a future is unlikely. The video game retailer firmly believes that the next-generation consoles from both Sony and Microsoft will handle the business of retail trade-ins and used game sales the way they always have. I'm mostly ignoring them.
They're trying to keep up with that company we told you about yesterday. You all are worried, aren't you?
Trying.
Not going to happen. Too late. She should have done it years ago.
Should have done it. The company made its remark during an investor meeting with an analyst firm, Baird Equity Research. Of course, that doesn't mean the game developers and publishers won't try to find new ways to monetize access to game features such as online play and DLC. The company said that the new consoles will support used games and will not implement systems to lock out games sales. Analyst Colin Sebastian from Baird Equity added in a report this week to investors that the next consoles from Sony and Microsoft will arrive sometime in the fourth quarter of 2013 and will focus more on new online services over significant graphical improvements and system horsepower. He also believes that both consoles will provide more flexible revenue models for developers and publishers to take advantage of such as in-game microtransactions and support the free-to-play model. Sony already has a leg up on Microsoft on that front. It already offers several free-to-play games such as DC Universe Online and Free Realms. I don't think consoles are going to be able to get away completely from used games, but I do see them charging for online play and DLC. As much as we hate it, I kind of see them going to a Battle.net type thing, which I hate. Where you have an account and it knows if you've paid for the DLCs and the online content. If you've not, then you better buy it and, you know, sign up, you know, get just that.
Well, they had that before. If you think of the early days of Xbox, EA had that when play Burnout and Madden. But what it was done was executed poorly. So I think if they went back to that, it would make a big difference. Then you have this company that's already saying, you know, we're willing to share some of the money from the sales of the used games with you, and they need to get over it. Publishers, you need to get over it and need to, you know, assert yourself and say, if you're going to resell these games, we do want a little bit of the profit, because I'm sorry, you can't just keep hitting us in the pocket like this. Remember, I said
exactly. You cannot. Yeah.
From $30 to $60, it didn't edge up, it just jumped. We went from $30 games on Xbox to $60, $70 games on the next gen, and it was so quick, and the original Xbox really hadn't been out that long. So I think it's okay. Let us buy the used games. At least we're buying it. It's better to have a sale than no sale.
Exactly,
otherwise, we just steal it, because that's $0. So you have to concede something. Either let me have it at reduced price or somebody's going to steal it and give it to me anyway. Just saying. All right. Oh, so much news. So much news. I've seen some cool things across the email box today that we'll probably be talking about another time. But not today. There's a new game out of E3. I'm just going to mention this because we'll probably talk about it later tonight. The Gorn, or Gorn. Star Trek Gorn. Did you see that?
What? Star Trek porn?
Gorn, not porn, girl.
Star Trek porn.
Gorn.
No.
Why? Oh, the Gorn. Ginger. What's with you in a porn?
I don't know. I don't know. Porn, man, come on.
Oh.
It's porn.
Okay. Of course, there's some talk about booth babes, that type of stuff going on. We still got them at E3 this year. But E3 is so disappointing this year for a lot. They've not mentioned it. Okay, but anyway, I got some other stuff. FBI is accused of illegally exporting the mega upload data. You heard me right.
Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble. Y'all gonna get your pee-pee smacked.
word, and word again. And word. The FBI has defended itself from accusations of illegally exporting data involved in the Mega Upload case by claiming that the information isn't covered by mutually agreed legislation as it is deemed non-physical. You see what we were telling you guys? This is what happens when we get these people in office and we're not paying attention. We told you to pay attention. The accusation, of course, stems from Kim.com's defense team, which claims that the information from hard drives belonging to .com and the Mega Upload business should have remained in New Zealand unless express permission was granted by local police. Instead, claims lawyer Willie Akel, FBI agents copied data from 7 hard drives and sent it to the U.S., where it now lies in the hands of intelligence and justice agencies. If they went offshore without the consent of the Attorney General, it was an illegal act, Akel told the court, as reported by New Zealand's tech site Stuff. Also, GI.biz is saying in defense, prosecution lawyer John Pike, who was fighting the case for .com to be extradited to the U.S. for trial, argued that the agreement reached by U.S. and New Zealand forces applies only to physical goods, not data. Justice Winkleman presiding said that any information not deemed relevant to the case can't be returned, but Pike has argued that it is unclear what data will apply to the case. Okay, let's break this down here. Okay, did they go and take? Oh, they took information from a hard drive. See, we're gonna have to have some. This is gonna be interesting in the next 10 to 15 years.
This is not.
Yeah, digital space. I mean, you know what I'm thinking? I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not gonna obviously tell them their job, but. This is a good time for you all to go over and take a really good second life, really good look, and intellectual property rights for digital goods. And, yeah, I think this would apply.
Yep.
Also, it might be a violation of privacy. What data exactly did you take? Did it belong to the customers? Because people that were paying for accounts, I'm just saying, this is going to be interesting. We're going to have some new laws in effect. Ooh, it's going to be good fighting, mud wrestling, oil, jello.
Yes.
Right.
Did we talk about the PS4? Sony and PS4?
We did not. Please do share.
All right. We want to be best, not first, with PS4, says Sony. Last year, Sony was saying that it probably wouldn't be a good idea to let Microsoft get a significant jump on them in the next generation of console hardware with its Xbox 720 system. This year at E3 in Los Angeles, Sony Computer Entertainment, Sony... CEO Jack Tretton says that the being first isn't as important as being best. He told Game Trailers TV that the number one goal is to be the best machine. The statement was in response to being asked if Sony's next generation home console, the PS4, would be released before Microsoft. We've never been first. We've never been cheapest. It's about being the best. Ooh, that's a mud right there. I think if you can build a better machine and it's going to come out a little bit later, that's better than rushing something to market that's going to run out of gas for the long term. Pouch. Trenton went on to say that in a perfect world, Sony would have the cheapest machine with the best hardware and would ship first. If wishes were horses, dreamers would ride. Every platform we do, long-term life cycles, diversity, and coming up with key franchises that keep people interested in our platform. That's been really the focus through 3 consoles, 2 portables, and it'll clearly be our focus going forward in the next generation. In other words, Sony says, you know what? You go ahead and rush out that 720. Our PS4 is going to kick your 720's ass all over the place.
Yes. All right, so the argument on Twitter between all of us and Jace is the only way he's dying in the zombie apocalypse is if we accidentally hit him with some fire-based weapon. Well, duck.
Fire, dude.
You know what I said? Well, duck. Because look here. You look like you've been bit. You're going down.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start talking about my leg is cramping and I'm tired, I can't run anymore. You on fire.
Oh, look here.
You on fire. What are you looking at?
Another one. Vivendi SA considering sale of Activision Blizzard Holdings.
Oh, why?
This just came out. According to a Bloomberg report, Vivendi SA plans to host a senior executive meeting later this month to discuss the possibility of unloading its 61% stake in Activision Blizzard. The report comes from several anonymous sources close to the situation, according to Bloomberg. The point of the meeting is to find ways to stop the stock from the continued state it has been in over the last year. The report from Bloomberg certainly isn't hurting Vivendi's SA's short-term stock price. It has climbed as high as 69 cents today. Another thing the company is considering, at least according to Bloomberg, is splitting into two different units, a media group. A group would consist of Universal Music Group, Activision Blizzard, Canal Plus, while the telecom group would be comprised of the company's telecommunication holdings, such as SFR, GDT, Maroc Telecom, and etc. Officials at Vivendi SA insist that this upcoming meeting is something they have done on a yearly basis since 2005. I guess we'll see. That's kind of interesting. Ooh. How will this affect Activision and Blizzard? Will it affect them at all?
Wow, that could cause some problems. Am I muted?
No.
Oh.
I'm trying to
see. Mulling it over. It's kind of, what is the reason behind this? I'm like all questioning. Why are you doing that?
I know.
Wow. Okay, so.
I called those little bastards out on Facebook yesterday.
Well, Apple and Samsung are still duking it out. The much-anticipated Samsung Galaxy S3 phone will soon be available from 5 different carriers here in the U.S., but not if Apple has its way. Apple filed a motion in California court that claims that the Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone violates 2 of its patents and that it wants a device blocked from sale in the United States. And they have their thumbs in their ears and they're sticking out their tongue and they're pointing, going, "I'm telling." God, Apple, get over it. The action was first spotted by analyst Florian Mueller at FOSS Patents. Specifically, Apple asked for the court to add the S3 as another device targeted by Apple's preliminary injunction against Samsung Galaxy's Nexus smartphone. Apple claims Samsung is violating U.S. patent number 8,086,604 and number 5,946,647, the former cover Unified Search, while the latter covers links for structures. Samsung has reported to Apple's request by saying it would fight tooth and nail to make sure Apple does not succeed. The South Korean electronics giant will go forward with the Galaxy S3's June 21st launch. Samsung believes Apple's request is without merit. "We will vigorously oppose the request and demonstrate to the court that the Galaxy S3 is innovative and distinctive." This is from a Samsung spokesman. That's in a statement he circulated out to the press. Yeah, us. So we would also like to assure consumers that the U.S. launch and sales of the Galaxy S3 will proceed as planned.
As planned, darn it.
You know what? Both of you need to be sent to the corner since you're going to act so childish. Who cares? Really, Apple?
Yeah.
The only people you're giving your phones to is Verizon and AT&T, and you just handed some over to Cricket. You should have been selling it to all retailers in the first place, and then who cares? Then you could use our patent. Give us a dollar off every phone. I don't know.
Exactly.
What is with the fighting? Y'all are getting on my nerves. This is not even a fun fight anymore. It's just stupid.
Oh, and by the way, Jay says, no, I didn't say you and Ginger. I said you, and I know how you roll, aimed at you.
Oh, well, see, let me just tell you, Ginger was going to be the one to shoot you in the leg or throw fire on you. But since you're trying to be funny, I'm going to hold you down while she throws the fire on you and shoots you in the leg. And then we're going to leave.
Only in the thigh, baby. Only in the thigh, I promise.
She's going to make sure she hits that femoral artery, though, so you bleed out. So the zombies will come quicker.
Got to make sure I can get away. Got to make sure I can get away.
Bloodlust. We're going to have scooters. That's what I'm looking for next. That's my next zombie escape tool to put in the truck. Because when I run out of gas in the truck, one of those little scooters, it's... Or a bike. Gotta move quick.
Gotta move. All right. Sony says, yeah, we're not going to be cutting the price of this. I'm sorry. Too soon for a PS Vita price cut. If you've been thinking about buying a PS Vita, but we're hoping that Sony might slash the price of its newest handheld like Nintendo did with the 3DS, you can forget about it. When asked by Eurogamer about the prospect of a price cut for the PS Vita in the near term, Sony Worldwide Studios President Shuhei Yoshida, probably said your name wrong, sorry, said that it was too soon to do that. From the value for money standpoint, we think we have a good price for what the system is. And our priority is to achieve the potential through more games and services.
Ginger, we lost you. Hello.
Hello?
Oh, you? GLaDOS has you.
GLaDOS, let go!
All right.
Did she let me go?
Yeah, she let you go. Go ahead.
All right. They say, of course, people who are looking to buy are also talking about the price of PS Vita, especially when they have to...
And she cut out again. Ginger, no. Ginger. I just don't want to let you talk. I'm sorry, baby. Well, I guess, well, we could talk about that later on tonight. Let me jump in with my last one real quick because we got 6 minutes to go. Some of you out there are very offended by the Hitman trailer. IO Interactive is responding to that outrage that you all are experiencing. The game director, Tor Blystad, has responded to the controversy over the trailer, saying over Hitman Absolution, saying that we're sorry that we offended people, and that was truly not the intention of the trailer, he said in an interview to another gaming site. Of course, he said, we understand this has been a very big topic for us, and we've been reading as much as we could of the articles and responses. We were surprised that it turned into such a huge topic, so we just wanted to make something cool. It wasn't our intentions to stir up anything. He explained the subject matter represented the extreme nature of the Hitman series and denied it was deliberately provocative. He says the resulting media storm was a big surprise. The religious themes have been there from the very beginning, along with outlandish party scenes. There are a lot of movie influences in Hitman Absolution, like Tarantino and Rodriguez. The grindhouse theme is something that we're using throughout the game. It tends more towards the 60s exploitation movies. There was a fascination. These were a fascination for us because they were so extreme. GI.biz's Rob Fahey recently put forward his thoughts on the trailer and argued that one of the biggest problems was the industry's inability to debate the issues it raised properly. He wrote that absolutely none of the responses that have been actually addressed, none of the responses that he's seen have actually addressed the issues being raised. He says either those responding simply don't understand the issue as it's being presented, or they understand that the real nub of this matter is something quite indefensible and that the best way to defend it is by distraction and whataboutery. I like that word. I'm going to keep it. Whataboutery. Ginger, are you back to norms now?
I'm hoping I'm back to norms. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yay!
I can hear
you, GLaDOS.
Oh, GLaDOS, that sounds like a challenge. You know how she is.
So hard. Yeah.
Ginger, don't provoke the GLaDOS, Ginger.
Yeah. All right, so you want me to try this again, or are we going to go?
You got about 4 minutes. Can you finish the rest of it?
Sure. All right, so I'm just going to start from where I left off. They say, of course, people who are looking to buy are also talking about the price of the PS Vita, especially when they have to buy a memory card as well. That's something we have to spend time to cost reduce and address in the future. But now, address in the future, but now our laser focus is to increase the content and to realize the potential of the system. For now, Sony is going to stay the course on the PS Vita price tag, which stands at $249.99 for the Wi-Fi version and $299.99 for the 3G-enabled version in the United States. I think they're going to maintain this price because we just saw that they're going to start allowing you to play it with the PS3.
That's exactly why.
Yes.
Going to be interesting to see what they do in the coming weeks.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, people, that is our show for the day. We're sorry we didn't get the news, the weather report in for you on the traffic, but we just don't do that here. So we'll be seeing.
There's a chance of zombies with a slight chance of being ace.
Cloudy with a chance of zombies.
Yes.
look here, Jay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You want me the first to go?
You're closer to Florida, Jay, so just remember this.
Yeah, y'all need to be aware. You in Florida? Isn't that where most of it's taking place? We keep seeing it? See?
Florida.
And
Miami,
that's
exactly. So if you're in Miami, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's a bad place to be, considering. There are lots of ports to Miami that go out into the world, and that's how it's going to spread.
Yes,
and it's not so. I don't think it's going to be the way we think it is. I think somebody's going to accidentally drop some of that stuff into some food, and then it's going to be it. It's going to be a group of zombies in the restaurant.
I mean, think about it. Yeah.
You're breaking up, girls. Glad I grabbed you again, just as you said that.
Let me go.
We better go anyway before we get Ginger angry. You guys know where to find us, GamerNation.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. We're here at Blog Talk 24/7 if you miss us. And, of course, we'll be back here. Yes, I know, little English lady. We'll be back here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can sit in the chat room. Feel free to call in. Just write the number down now, 347-215-7977. And, as always, it's free to call us using your Skype account. We'll see you guys later.
In your sense of time, fighting for your right, and your red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls.